in a world obsessed with overnight transformations and 30-day challenges, the Japanese philosophy of Kaizen offers a refreshingly sustainable alternative. Meaning good change, Kaizen champions improvement through tiny, consistent steps that bypass our brain's natural resistance to change. This approach has transformed industries worldwide through Toyota's famous production system, but its application to personal development remains its most accessible power. Rather than demanding radical reinvention, Kaizen invites us to embrace the gentle art of transformation, one small step at a time. Imagine improving just 1% each day. By year's end, you'd be 37 times better than when you started. This compound effect of tiny improvements lies at the heart of Kaizen, a philosophy that has quietly gained devotees from Arianna Huffington to productivity experts worldwide. But what makes this approach so effective when most self-improvement efforts fail within weeks? Ironically, Kaizen began not in Japan, but through American Training Within Industries programs during World War II, where workers could suggest small improvements rather than wait for management directives. When consultant W. Edwards Deming introduced these principles to post-war Japan, struggling companies embraced them wholeheartedly. Japanese businesses named this approach Kaizen and credited it with their economic recovery. Toyota's implementation became legendary, focusing on eliminating waste and continuously improving quality. By the 1980s, as Japanese companies dominated global markets, American businesses suddenly grew interested in the philosophy they had abandoned decades earlier. Our brains function as cognitive misers, automating routine behaviors to conserve mental resources. This becomes problematic when unhealthy habits continue despite our desire to stop them. Habits form through repeated, rewarding actions triggered by specific cues, like reaching for a cigarette when stressed. Research shows developing automaticity takes between 18 and 254 days, varying by person and habit. Our brains have an evolutionary negativity bias that prioritizes threats over rewards, explaining why most people abandon New Year's resolutions by January 12th. Kaizen's small changes work because they're like a cat burglar that slip past our fear response. Quietly, slowly, and softly, they pad past your fears. Your alarm never goes off. To apply Kaizen to your life, start with an honest assessment of key areas: health, working life, money, home, relationships, and new challenges. For areas you want to improve, identify current successes, potential improvements, and small initial steps. Prioritize your focus areas, looking for quick wins, and considering starting with just one area to prevent overwhelm. Write down the smallest possible step that barely impacts your routine but moves you 1% closer to your goal. Establish a realistic time frame, recognizing that different goals require different time investments. Even for goals without endpoints, create measurable targets to track progress. If a step feels too demanding, make it even smaller. Writing 100 words daily instead of 200 is better than quitting altogether. Maintain accountability through methods that match your personality: bullet journaling, wall charts with stickers, telling a supportive friend, or using progress tracking apps. The right tracking system will help sustain your Kaizen practice. In Japanese philosophy, health embraces Shinshin Ichinyo, body and mind as one, recognizing the interconnection between physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Despite conflicting health information and intimidating fitness influencers, Kaizen offers a gentle path to better health tailored to your individual circumstances. For exercise, start small by exploring community options, like local running groups, using your commute to incorporate movement, or recognizing that everyday activities like gardening count as exercise. Once established, progress by gradually increasing duration or intensity, trying interval training, or diversifying your exercise types. For nutrition, make gradual modifications rather than following fad diets. To drink more water, flavor it naturally or link consumption to existing habits. When reducing meat consumption, start with one vegetarian night weekly or research a new recipe to try. To improve sleep, that essential foundation of well-being, begin by keeping a one-week sleep diary to identify influencing factors. Create a calm bedroom environment by decluttering, changing sheets regularly, blocking noise, and ensuring darkness and coolness. Develop pre-sleep rituals, like changing into comfortable loungewear, taking a warm lavender bath, or keeping electronic devices out of your bedroom. Our living spaces profoundly affect our well-being. In Japan, where space is limited, homes emphasize functionality and minimalism with multi-purpose rooms. Before making changes, analyze how you're using your space. Choose one room and evaluate it honestly. Is there clutter? Does everything have a place? How does the room make you feel? Begin tidying by creating a visible pile of everything you own in a category, keeping only what you genuinely use or love. With sentimental items, often the hardest to sort through, ask yourself, do you use it? Does it bring pleasure? Does it have a designated place? Transform your space by treating it as if a loved one is visiting. Even without a designer's budget, small changes can have dramatic effects. Improve lighting with lamps instead of harsh overhead lights. Bring in seasonal plants. Create attractive storage. Personalize with photos. Add color through cushions or rugs, and introduce pleasant scents. Our relationships evolve throughout life, with studies consistently linking social connectedness to happiness, reduced stress, and longevity. Quality matters more than quantity. Evaluate your relationships by considering, what emotions does this person evoke? Is there equal effort? Do they enrich your life? Strengthen connections by discussing feelings openly, practicing gratitude for those who bring joy, letting loved ones know they matter through notes or texts, and performing small acts of kindness. Balance togetherness with independence by planning activities that nurture your relationship with yourself. Self-compassion is a Buddhist practice of patience, kindness, and non-judgment toward yourself. Implement it through body scans, self-massage to release tension, observing negative thoughts without judgment, treating your body like a friend, and setting boundaries by learning to say no. Your Kaizen journey won't be linear. Everyone starts motivated but struggles when life's priorities shift. Major disruptions can trigger regression to comfortable but unhealthy behaviors. Remember that Kaizen is about lifelong improvement, not perfection. Plan for potential setbacks in advance. Celebrate successes by tracking progress and noting milestones. Enlist cheerleaders among friends and family. If struggling, return to smaller steps. Even a short walk instead of your planned run is better than nothing. In a culture expecting immediate results, Kaizen offers an alternative to quick-fix trends. By tracking habits, analyzing feelings, and working steadily toward goals without major time or money commitments, you can develop habits that truly work for you. Remember to celebrate achievements and view change as an ongoing process. The power of Kaizen lies in the quiet accumulation of small improvements. Like water shaping stone, these tiny, consistent changes ultimately create the most profound and lasting impact. Begin today with just one small step. Where might you be in a year?